Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse with Farm Bureau. Adair County cattleman Fred Thomas and local extension agent Nick Roy tested the concept of winter bale grazing. Roy says as the season began, they set a bale or two in locations about 25 feet apart.
From there, we're fencing off the hay bales using polywire and then providing the cattle with the access to only a few bales of hay at a time so that we minimize the waste. In return, as cattle eat the hay, they're recycling those nutrients from the hay and distributing them across the soil so that we can build soil nutrients.
After soil testing, you start in a field in need of nutrients.
For example, a farmer may fence off the hay so that the cows will only have access to about 2 to 3 days worth of hay. When the cows finish that hay, clean it up good, you will then move the polywire and give them an additional 2 or 3 days worth of hay, moving the hay rings as you go.
He says it takes a little management and there are some costs to consider.
There is a small amount of cost involved in this. Obviously, we have to have some electric wire, a solar fencer, and some posts. We can offset some of those costs with not having to use our tractor during the winter hay feeding season. So we're saving fuel costs there and building up your soils.
Nick Roy says it's not for everyone, but it can be one more tool in the toolbox. We'll be right back.
Family Farmers and American Ethanol are proud to sponsor the 2016 Kentucky-Tennessee Crappie Masters competition on Kentucky Lake and Lake Barkley, May the 13th and 14th. They want all boat owners to understand the benefits of ethanol to the environment, the economy, and to the efficient operation of your marine engines. All marine engine manufacturers approve E10 for their boat motors. Get the facts online. Go to ethanol.kybiofuels.info.
Adair County Extension agent Nick Roy says local farmer Fred Thomas was all in all pleased with their experiment with wintertime bale feeding. He says plan to start with a soil test and then locate the feeding where nutrients are needed and where runoff will not occur.
It does take some management. Obviously, we have to carefully calculate what the cow's hay needs are so that we do not short the cows in nutrients. There is also a fine balance in between achieving great nutrient distribution and minimizing the damage to our existing forage base. In our first year of experimenting, we likely set the bales of hay a bit too close. So we created a fair bit of damage to our existing forage stand. However, in this situation, the field needed reseeding to begin with, so we're okay with that.
He says Thomas used the system on a 36-cow herd, and it worked well. Again, another tool in the toolbox. You can check out details of the project through your local extension office. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.